Hello, and welcome to Radio Tacoma. I'm Louisa Beal. This podcast is one of several interviews on the subject of Standing Rock and the Dakota Access Pipeline. As of December 4th, the pipeline has been stopped for now. The Obama administration will not grant the final easement. But in the larger view, this is not over. I bring you these podcasts to introduce you to people who care. The Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation is home to Dakota and Lakota people of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. They are camped there to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline, which would run through tribal land and threaten water resources. On November 15th of this year, rallies were held across the nation to show support for the peaceful protesters and water protectors in North Dakota. Sarah Hare was one of the organizers of a rally in Silverdale, Washington. This is my interview with Sarah, recorded on Friday, December 2nd, 2016. We met at a coffee shop, so please excuse the background noise. This is Louisa Beal, and I am recording this interview with Sarah Hare. Sarah was the one who organized the rally for Standing Rock on November 15th in Silverdale. So, hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Just a little bit of background. Can you tell me how you came to be one of the organizers of this?
I've been following a lot of it on Facebook, and I just saw them posting stuff on how you could go and do some of the rallies close to you and couldn't make those. So I saw how you could go to some of the rallies close to you, and those just weren't convenient days for me. And I saw how you could organize your own. And so I just decided to do it through the website that was Action Network and just got on and learned kind of how to network through that and start doing it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So why was it important for you?
Well, I am Native, and my family just kind of taught me to be proud of that and grew up near the reservation for part of my life, and then here in Silverdale there's a lot of other reservations real close by, and I see what they're going through and what I've been through, and it's really important, not just to the Native community but to everybody.
On the invitation that I got, there were certain rules. Certainly, you know, no weapons, and you know, make it peaceful, stay out of the streets, stay safe. One of the things that was mentioned, we should not wear Native American clothing or symbols unless it was part of our tribe and culture. Could you explain that a little bit more?
Yes, that is something that they had asked for specifically, and it's also really important to make sure that we are not having the cultural appropriation that's going around so much now. You know, you see it at Halloween and just the clothing that's being sold, and we're trying to make people aware of that so that if they're not aware of it, that it can be done in a respectful manner, that it's not something that can be made fun of, that people are aware of the fact that it's a culture, that it's not a clothing line or something. Yeah, I don't think that you're going to see anybody dress up as like an escaped slave. That people would call that blatant racism, and that would be horrible to do. It'd be very disrespectful, but people don't see that in the same light with Native American culture.
So the rally was on November 15th. It was in front of Wells Fargo. So why did you choose that location?
They are one of the banks that is funding Energy Transfer Partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline. So we met there to call on them to stop funding it.
How do you think it turned out overall?
I would have been happy if, you know, 10 or 12 people had showed up, and it looked like maybe about 150 or so people showed up. I was so overwhelmed with how many people came and so surprised by how many people. We had people from Fox Island and Port Townsend and Tacoma and Shelton and from all over.
And one of the reasons I'm even doing this radio station is to create networks. And I'm not sure if you're you know, part of a network with some of the people that came, or, you know, if you were able to talk to them and make connections there. Do you have a network that you are working with?
I don't. I've been keeping contact with some of them by email, some of them on Facebook, and just I'm still on the Action Network page right now. Mm-hmm. Not currently doing another action, but that's basically what I'm doing, like, social media wise.
Do you have any recent reports from Standing Rock?
I know that the veterans deployment is kind of currently underway with them going to Standing Rock. I know that the governor is trying to get everybody out. He's saying that it's for their safety, and I know that they are trying to evict everybody, but they're saying that they're not going to do it forcefully, so I know that that's kind of where it's standing. I watch live feeds from so many people, and I make sure that I'm not sharing anything unless I know that it's credible.
Is there a way that you could encourage people to stay in the loop? And
yeah, I talk about it with anybody that seems interested. I'm sharing as many posts as I can. When I'm watching live feeds, I share it, and I invite people to watch them too.
Very cool. Where do you think we go from here?
I think that's a hard question. I know that it sounds like the Dakota Access Pipeline has an end date to have the pipeline finished by January 1st. And it sounds like people are not planning on leaving the camp, even though they've been told that they need to. And, you know, it's really cold right there. People need to send supplies to get everything winterized. Medical supplies, whatever they can do, food. They need, you know, as much support as they can. To make sure that people are going to be safe and warm and stay healthy, you know, even organic honey to be able to help keep people's immune systems up. Whatever, and the Sacred Stone Camp on Facebook has a list of where you can donate, what can get donated. There's an Amazon wish list. And
okay, so Sacred Stone on Facebook,
yes,
is where people can go to find their wish list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I was just going to say that, okay, there's going to be, you know, one of two outcomes, but there may be many more than that. But, you know, either the pipeline goes through or the pipeline doesn't go through.
And it could get rerouted, too. I mean, that's something else that is getting looked at, and they're talking with the tribe, too, about possible outcomes. So,
So if the pipeline doesn't go through, or if it is rerouted, is that the end of all of this? I mean, all the protests, all of the water protectors, or is there something else that needs to be done, in your opinion?
I think we need to look at renewable energy because, you know, we're killing our planet. Where, you know, there's pipelines leaking left and right when we're trying to transport it by truck. There's accidents happening, so we need to look at stuff because eventually the oil is going to run out anyways.
Seems to me it's all connected. I mean, I know in Tacoma there's a big push to stop a liquid natural gas pipeline coming in. And, you know, again, it all has to do with energy.
It does. And I'm not sure exactly what needs, you know, I'm not there. I'm just following. I have a few friends that are there that I'm following. So because I'm not there, I can't speak for everybody. I don't know exactly what is going to be the best situation for the people that are there either. I know that you can call the White House, you can call the governor's office, you can ask for it to be stopped and make sure that the supplies that are needed are getting sent. And pray.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else you want to add to this that you think that people should know?
You know, you can try booking the hotel rooms, too. Booking out the hotel rooms, finding people who are there, like the names of the elders who are there, to make sure that they have warm rooms to go to, because there's so many elders who are there right now. You know, find people who are there, get a hold of them on Facebook and ask for names of elders so you can book them hotel rooms so they can keep warm.
Oh, wonderful. What's the nearest large city that would have a hotel?
There's Bismarck that's there.
Oh, okay.
Bismarck's real close right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Sarah.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, too.
That was the interview with Sarah Hare, recorded on December 2nd, 2016. Even though the easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline has been stopped, the struggle continues. We need to keep up the resistance until all the other pipelines, oil trains, and liquid natural gas terminals are no longer a part of our economy. We will continue to keep people educated about tribal lands, cultural history, and the dangers to our environment. We need to understand how all of this is connected to the economy, television, and our fingernails. Fingernails? Yes, fingernails. I will be tying all these things together in a separate podcast called Imaginal Cells and Saving the Earth. That podcast is available at radiotacoma.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma.